Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Rob Manning, and we're going to be talking with him certainly about his project. Rob is a registered nurse who lives in Canada, had some problems there because he spoke out against the growing influence of euthanasia, and certainly euthanasia is increasingly being accepted in Canada and the United States. Simply eliminating the elderly, not necessarily they're going to die, but because they're elderly, and, well, of course, I'm 84, and just to soon be around a little bit longer. But unfortunately, there is this attitude, growing attitude, that older people are going to die anyway, and we might as well help them along. And there may be instances where people might be able to justify this, but, of course, God is one who's ultimately in control. Well, Rob certainly has a line of healthcare products, but I'm going to let him tell you about his project and the fact that if you do have a medical problem and you'd like to talk to him, he'd be glad to talk to you free of charge. Simply if you just go ahead and give him a call. But good morning, Rod. Good to have you with us this morning. Why don't you tell us about your project?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I think a lot of people would like to have you around a little longer, Dr. Stan.
Well, I'd just soon be around a little bit longer anyway. We're living in exciting times.
Great. Well, as you mentioned, back in the year 2000, when I first came across your information, Dr. Stan, as a result of prayer, looking for help for folks in my family that were not doing well, miraculously I heard you on a radio station, Southwest Radio Ministries, and was able to get a hold of you, and you actually took the time to talk to me and explain some things and send me some information, and that's just been a wealth of information. What I did is I wrote to our government officials to try and change policy on vaccines and to try and change policy on water fluoridation back then, and I just got the same kind of answer that, oh, that's our policy, that's well-founded, and so I began handing out the same letters to people in church, and that kind of got me in trouble, and So I sort of got in the bad books of my regulatory body, and recently what's happened to me is that I went out to on a last-minute call as a visiting nurse to see someone, and it turned out I walked into an assisted suicide. A poor fellow had metastatic prostate cancer, and it was kind of a smokescreen of complaints about me, but after 5 years of prayer and looking through the courts, what finally came out is that it was an assisted suicide, and the amazing thing was is that the court overlooked it, my regulatory body overlooked it, the police overlooked it, and even the insurance carrier overlooked it. It seems that our hospices and hospitals, and even in home care settings, people are being allowed to overdose and get away with it. And people are even appealing at the Supreme Court level of Canada to have their doctor, to give their doctor permission to have them kill them, because they see no hope for things like ALS and MS and cancer and AIDS and things. And we know that a lot of our government money has gone into researching and dispersing these agents, and as well as bromide and fluoride, mercury and aluminum and MSG and formaldehyde and things, and vaccines and food additives. And so it breaks my heart to know that people aren't getting the research that we actually paid for with our government taxes as bio-war weapons and chemical weapons, where they're being used on us, and people aren't allowed to know that these things are harmful. And people are even going to jail here for causing AIDS in other patients. Or other sexual partners. A guy I went to school with, Johnson Aziga, Johnson Aziga is actually in prison because he gave a couple girls AIDS. But it says right in the U.S. Army patent that it causes mental problems. So anyways, that breaks my heart that people aren't getting hopeful, helpful, healing information, but instead just not being told how to get better.
Well, these things are real, not imaginary. There really are treatments for cancer that are being suppressed and treatments for AIDS that are being suppressed. And people say, well, that couldn't be going on. If it were, we'd certainly hear about it on television or on radio. But unfortunately, so much of the truth is not being put out, which is why I do what I do 5 hours a day. Well, what about this line of healthcare products that you carry? I'm sure, helps to supplement your income. What are these healthcare products? And certainly to the people in Canada and that part of the world, why, much cheaper than certainly having them shipped across the border. What are the healthcare products that you carry, and why should people contact you if they are in Canada?
Well, most of the ones they carry are just to give people a break on the prices of a lot of the same products that your guests have recommended. Notable guests like health journalist Bill Sardi and Dr. Russell Blaylock and Garth Nicholson and Bill Walsh. All these people have put forth some great ideas, and so I've been able to obtain those products at wholesale prices and pass them on to people at a good price.
Okay, fine. Well, let's see now. Basically, what are you doing? You're actually doing nursing care. People are looking for nursing care. It is available through you. Why should people call you? What will happen if they do have a medical problem? Can you give them advice or at least suggestions on what they would do?
Well, like you, Dr. Stan, I'm not allowed to give advice anymore, but I'm a private duty nurse, and I do recovery coaching. So I'm just able to reinstill hope in people that there are some other alternatives and avenues, mainstream medicine, that can really help make them feel better, live longer, and overcome some of these terrible things. Things like Garth and Nancy Nicholson have put out DNA evidence of certain pathogens that are involved. And other guests that you've had on, Catherine and Carl Pullman, have indicated that I think Catherine Pullman got better from arthritis, pulsing doses every second day of minocycline. That's all well documented, nothing I sell or anything, but just making information available to give people hope. As you know, with arthritic joints and chronic fatigue, pain, and depression, people can get so downhearted that they give up on their faith in God. They see no hope, and I would just like to, as was done for me when I prayed and got a hold of your information.
Hold that thought. When we get back, we'll get your telephone number. If you have a question, you're out in the audience. Don't be bashful. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear Up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Rob Manning. And Rob, why don't you get your telephone number out or your email so people would know how they could get in touch with you if they'd like some, I said, just health coaching. You can't take, but you can talk to people about certain disease and approaches to it. How can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. It's I'm up in Ottawa, so it's area code 613-822-7625. That's 613-822-7625. And my website is illnessstrategies.ca, all one word, lowercase, illnessstrategies.ca, all lowercase, and there's three S's in there.
And, of course, illness is spelled I-L-L-N-E-S-S, and there's two S's and then strategies, so there are three S's in the middle there, illnessstrategies.ca, illnessstrategies.ca. If you'd like to talk to Robin, and you're having a chronic illness and you need some someone to talk to, or perhaps someone to make some suggestions. He's been on the front lines of the healthcare industry for a long period of time. If you're out in the listening audience right now and you have a question, of course, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Well, certainly, Rob, from your point of view, having been with the health profession for a long period of time, what's really happening as far as patients are concerned? What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm amazed at the number of patients who are still getting products which are hazardous to their health. Sorry, according to Betty Martini, this is something I take out to all the frontline staff, like hospital workers, ambulance, police, is to avoid things even like Gatorade. A lot of our firemen and police have to stay in shape to carry people and to defend themselves. And it turns out that they're working out with Gatorade, drinking Mountain Dew, Orange Grove Citrus, and what's the other one? All diet pop and things. Actually, I talked to a fire chief here in town who was having a diet ginger ale every lunch, and he was just astonished that that could potentially drop his seizure threshold. Everybody's got a seizure threshold. Everybody has an anxiety threshold, and The other problem is that we have all across Canada now we have digital transmission of TV and radio, and it turns out that those frequencies are fast enough to set off, according to Dr. Nick Begich in Alaska, are fast enough to set off seizures and anxiety within people. They can also be used to help people with pain control, but just watching TV can actually, if you're drinking Diet Pop and Gatorade, set off seizures. So that's not what we want our frontline staff to have happen to them when they're driving out to help you. So they're quite interested to hear that sort of thing.
Well, I think it's so difficult for people to understand that they're actually poisoning our food, basically. Diet Pop, Diet Coke, Pepsi Cola, and Coca-Cola Diet contain aspartame. And aspartame was originally designed as a biological warfare agent. You don't have to accept what I say. Go up on the Internet and look it up, and certainly go to Betty Martini's website. But understand aspartame, NutraSweet, Equal, and different names to cover this biological warfare agent that has been put into 14,000 food products in America. And, of course, it creates people, of course, drink Diet Coke because they want to lose weight, but actually it produces obesity, it attacks fertility, it lowers sperm count, it decreases certainly pregnancies. Basically, it promotes diabetes. I mean, we can go down the line of how it affects the mind, produces multiple sclerosis, actually promotes cancer, and it's a poison put into the food, and it's poisoning people with Sydney, the average individual has no idea what's going on. You'd say, well, if it was true, everybody would know. No, ladies and gentlemen, with the control of the media, if it's true, very few people would know. What sort of response do you get from people, Rob, when you tell them about these things? Do they sort of look at you as if it couldn't be so?
Well, especially when talking to diabetics who are a little oversized and who've been drinking fluoridated water and Gatorade or Diet Pop, the bromide is just as bad in the Mountain Dew and the Gatorade in causing seizures and obesity and decreased fertility, but it kicks out the iodine, according to Dr. George Fletches, the endocrinologist that you had as a guest. And so just recommending for people who are diabetics or obese, having other neuromuscular problems, something that they can easily do. You know, a lot of them are on cardiovascular medication. They're just so thankful to hear that there's a ray of hope, especially, you know, girls with polycystic breasts and polycystic ovaries and allergies and high blood sugar. Actually, it's funny, my pastor, this is a neat story. I told my pastor about the Ottawa water having fluoride. He's black. He's from Nigeria. And so he started using it, but it's a potassium iodide, and he no longer uses an oral hypoglycemic. Just this, that simple testimony. So didn't cost hardly anything, and now he doesn't have to take medication that could potentially harm him, but doesn't really address the root cause.
And it's so difficult for people to actually believe that there'd be poison in the water, there'd be poison in the food. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, it's going on. There is a population control agenda of the city that is being implemented all throughout the world, and certainly the Western world today. In fact, you're far better off if you live in the wilds of Africa, because they're not going to be poisoning your food and your water and all some of the other things that you come in contact with. But they are doing it, and they're doing it very effectively here. Well, my number is 1-800-259-5771. Give us a call if you have a question. I would love to talk to you. 259-877-259-5791. We'd love to talk to you if you have a question for our guest this morning. And once again, Rob, why don't you get that telephone number out so people would know how they can get in touch with you if they'd like to.
Sure. I'd love to help people. It's 613-822-7625 up in Ottawa. 613-822-7625. And my website is illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca, all one word, lowercase.
And people are really going to have to learn how to look after their own health. Unfortunately, there is so much out there that really is harmful to us, and it's in the food, it's in the water, it's even in the air. Certainly, they're in the process of spraying, and they do this through the, at least in part, through jet fuel. And if you don't believe that certainly that there is nano aluminum particles in the jet fuel, just go up on the internet and type in jet fuel aluminum. You'll find it's true. Senator Russell Blaylock recently put out an article within the last month pointing out the danger of the aluminum nanoparticles that you're getting from the jet fuel. And of course, that is why you'll see the contrails following along behind the behind the airlines today. Pardon me, Rob. Do you have that problem up there in Canada as well with the chemtrails?
Well, apparently Alberta, according to California Skywatch .com, apparently Alberta is one of our provinces that does active weather modification as well. And so I'm sure that that's leading to our strange weather, as you guys are having heat wave now after so much rain. But I just want to mention something, is that when I had discovered that what had happened was an assisted suicide, and that a way to prove that was to use the transcripts from the telephone conversations. Now that's being held against me. I made reference to Project Echelon as having recorded phone conversations. But fortunately, what's come forth is Edward Snowden, who said, you know, this really has taken place. So it's added some validity to my account. But it was they've actually asked for a psychiatric consult to discredit me, so that I now they'll when I speak of these things, then I won't be able to speak as a registered nurse. But of course, I've never had any problems that way. The other funny things are, I made reference to what Betty Martini said on the aspartame, and we have a policy as nurses to make best practice recommendations and in light of new data. Now, the recommendations I made to my professional body were to make sure that our diabetics weren't getting diet drinks and diet food. And they think that's just totally crazy what Betty Martini is saying. And I also made recommendations. I took in Catherine Pullman's new book on arthritis and autoimmune disease and the infection connection. And they think that's just totally outlandish to consider antibiotics for arthritis, even though this is a rocket scientist and her husband who have scientific data and clinical evidence of her getting better in 8 months. My professional body thinks that now they want to attack me. They can't attack me scientifically, so now they want to attack me personally. So it's like you say, you know, you've won the argument when they make it personal, right?
Well, I think it's so vitally important that people do understand what aspartame is. They call it NutraSweet. They call it Equal. And it is in so many of our products. And they certainly, we see, certainly since the advent of its use, a 10,000% increase in the incidence of Alzheimer's disease, a 2,500% increase in the incidence of autism in children. Used to be the 2 children out of 10,000 were autistic. Now it's 1 in 64 boys. And people say, well, we have no idea what's happening. Well, we can assure you it has nothing to do with, of course, aspartame or the use of these products in our food. And it does, ladies. And certainly you can go up on the Internet. Fortunately, you can check out everything we say. It's so absurd. You would think that everybody would be aware of this. Of course, we have 4 tape sets on this. We have DVDs. Betty Martini talking at our conference on a DVD, or our 4 tape set on certainly the danger of aspartame. And yet, of course, the average individual, anybody who gets up and talks about this publicly, immediately is attacked and vilified. So, basically, this has really, of course, impacted on your ability to work as a registered nurse, Rob?
Sure. Well, even though there's clinical evidence within a computer and with other people documenting what was said and what was done, it doesn't matter. It's all about winning and losing. I've been to the police. I've been to the insurance company. And the people here are just not willing to prosecute people with assisted suicide. But, you know, for people that think that it's only in Russia or China that they monitor your mail or your telephones, it's funny. I was listening to your guest, Don Scott, when he was still alive. He's a wonderful gentleman. I got to meet him at his AIDS conference in 2006, and his son, Bill, who was still my friend. And so what I did, just I thought, well, he had an annotated bibliography of all the documentation that backed up special virus cancer projects, NSSM 200, and the patent for AIDS, and their books, the Bruce Loesser's Triangle, and AIDS, the Crime Beyond Belief. Anyways, I sent away a donation so I could get the bibliography, and then I didn't get the bibliography, so I thought, okay, well, I'll send another $70 just because I think these guys are doing good work, and I'll just get an income tax receipt. But what happened was, it was like God was touching me, you know, make that $700. So I sent $700, and so they sent me all this documentation. I didn't get a receipt. I didn't want all this documentation. I cried. I was frightened to see this stuff. And before me, I got sick. I just couldn't believe that it actually existed before me. And the funny thing was is that they sent the original parcel of postage paid within another parcel because the post office didn't deliver it to me. They had the correct address, the right postage, everything. They wouldn't deliver it to me. And Bill Scott was telling me the same thing. He sent a shipment down to a doctor in the United States, and it came back. It looks like somebody drove a truck over it and threw it off a building and threw it through the mud, and then he got it back, and the doctor didn't get it. So it seems that when you try and contact these people that are making a difference, strange things happen.
Well, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much, Rob. Keep up the great work. One more time, your telephone number.
My telephone number is 613-822-7625. That's 613-822-7625.
God bless. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom and freedom worldwide. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. They are America's true heroes. This military tribute is from DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor, reminding all of us that our freedom has never been free.
Well, Dr. Stan, we're going to do open lines, and you have something you'd like to talk about. Don't be bashful. I have nothing specific to be prepared. So our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. I would love to hear from you and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But basically, we were simply talking about aspartame, and certainly when you talk against why the artificial sweetener, I mean, after all, it's in 14,000 food products distributed here in the United States, and they wouldn't put a poison into that. And no, certainly we have a 10,000% increase in incidence of Alzheimer's disease, at least according to Dr. Woody Monty, who's a retired professor of food science from the University of Arizona. And we're going to be doing some interviews with him on his book, While Science Slept, which incidentally has been published in such an expensive manner that most people certainly are not going to put out the $49.95 to buy the book. I think somebody talked him into putting out a very expensive book rather than a less expensive book, which would really sell. But be that as it may, I'm reading the book, fascinating information, 10,000% increase in Alzheimer's disease, but they assure you it has no relationship to the use of aspartame, which started just about the time the incidence of Alzheimer's began to skyrocket. The same thing was true with autism. 30 years ago, 1980, we just didn't see autism in children. Today, it's one in every 63 boys is autistic. And do you think that that just happened by accident? Well, the experts will tell you we don't know why it's happening, but we can assure you it has nothing to do with aspartame. And yet, if you go into the background, aspartame was developed as a biological warfare agent that just was accidentally found to be very, very sweet. And so it was basically arrangements were made to put it into the food. The FDA, the officials of the FDA, fought this for 15 years because they knew, of course, all the problems that would come with it. But, of course, when the Reagan administration came in 1980, why, first they simply fired the head of the FDA, brought in a shill who legalized aspartame, and he got paid $1,000 a month all the rest of his list for the next 10 years. $1,000 a day for 10 years to compensate him for having poisoned the American people. And basically, shortly after he got aspartame accepted by the FDA, he left the FDA and retired comfortably with $1,000 a day. This is how the world really runs, ladies and gentlemen. And the fact that you're not hearing about this, or the fact you're being systematically poisoned, is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. And basically, certainly aspartame has a terrible effect. Certainly, it produces pathological obesity. It decreases markedly on the incidence of pregnancy. It certainly has an effect on creating autoimmune disease. And we're talking about marked increase, certainly, of lupus erythematosus and rheumatoid arthritis. You get the people off of the aspartame, and these products simply will go away. It reduces cancer, but it doesn't produce it in animals. It only produces it in human beings. And it marked increase in the incidence of multiple sclerosis. You get people with multiple sclerosis, and you get them off of aspartame. Many of them, a significant number of the people on multiple sclerosis will improve, and so there's been a dramatic increase in multiple sclerosis since aspartame's come on the market. Certainly it affects the mind, and certainly as far as it produces cancer, all of these things can be directly shown to be produced by aspartame, and yet it's in 14,000 food products. How can that be, and nobody's talking about it? Well, it's simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. If you're out there in the listening audience, it's open lines. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. 877-254-7524. And we'd like to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, so you don't have to talk on this subject, whatever you'd like to talk about. But there's so much certainty that is being done today to undermine our health. In fact, I just came across an article yesterday in my local newspaper pointing out that the male sperm count is down 30%, and they have no idea why that's happening. Well, I can tell you why it's happening. It has to do with cell phones, and there have been studies done showing that if you have a man has a cell phone, he carries it on his belt or in his pocket, his sperm count drops 50%. So basically, why can't they figure out? All they have to do is go up on the Internet. You can look it up. You can verify the things I'm saying. They're effectively poisoning people. But when you understand, there is a purpose behind this. You see, there are those who believe there are too many people in the world would be far better off with a dramatic decrease in the number of people. And they want to eliminate about 90% of the world's population. And they've already killed off through abortion several billion people throughout the world, abortion and euthanasia. But that's not simply the only thing that they're doing by the introduction of aspartame, certainly into our diet, by the introduction of bisphenol. And bisphenol, certainly you'll find it in all plastics. You'll find it in the lining of every tin can, can containing whether it be fruits or vegetables or whatever that tin can has. The can is lined with bisphenol, which actually is toxic, has an effect on fertility, and is carcinogenic. They know these things. The scientific studies are out there. Look up bisphenol, B-I-S-P-H-E-N-O-L, bisphenol, and you'll find it in plastics, and so much of the food is wrapped in plastics today, and is contaminated with bisphenol, which, of course, has a profound impact on your health. Basically, the artificial coloring they put into food, the artificial odorants that many people will use in their homes, all of these chemicals have a profound impact on you. The pesticides and the herbicides that are used in our food are simply another means of not only poisoning the insects, but poisoning the people who eat the food that's been treated with those things. And nobody talks about this, but certainly the people living certainly in farming areas are much more open. They get a lot more in the way of insecticides and pesticides. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if they can kill the organisms, if they can kill the insects, they can have a profound impact on your metabolism as well. But the average individual doesn't know any more than they know the genetically modified foods and the corn and the soybeans and the canola, the cottonseed oil. All of these have a profound impact certainly on fertility. They have an impact certainly on cancer. They increase the incidence of cancer. The studies are readily available. And yet, of course, the average individual doesn't understand that they and their children and their families are being systematically poisoned. They're even putting things into the milk, certainly, that the children drink that has a deleterious effect on them. And if you're having a couple of glasses of milk a day, you're being simply systematically poisoned by the things that are put into milk that are harmful to you. And yet the average person has no idea these things are going on today. Well, it's open lines. I'd love to hear from you because I don't want to carry on a monologue. Number 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great, safe spring and upcoming summer.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's open lines. Our number is 877-254-7524. And who do we have calling in?
Stan. Dr. Stan.
Yes, who's this?
This is Maureen.
Oh, hi, Maureen.
Hi. It was good to speak with you the other day. I'm calling for a major purpose here, but the secondary purpose is to add just one more anecdotal thing. This isn't scientific or anything, but there is a very, very beloved restaurateur in this area, and he had has a lovely wife who didn't drink a drop of alcohol, kind of took a little pride in that, and but she drank an awful lot of Diet Pepsi, and during various events they'd have and so forth, and now she lies dying of Lou Gehrig's disease. That's just anecdotal, but I'll just put that in there.
Well, basically, Lou Gehrig's multiple sclerosis can directly be tied to aspartame. They know that there's been a dramatic increase in multiple sclerosis
right. When
people started drinking this poisonous substance.
Well, we all consider this just to be a tragedy. Another reason I'm calling is the other day I called your program and spoke of, I didn't speak very long about it because you were, your guest had a different subject. It was the military chaplain. And, but I'd like to revisit this subject if I may, and that is that, the healthcare, I don't know what I'm allowed to say. I'd name the company. It's a very large, health insurance company sent me a letter about a month ago and said that they're going to be calling me to make an appointment to visit in my home to discuss my health concerns and inspect the home and so forth. And I said, what? And I have spoken with them, various representatives, about five different times, and they all probably they're not trained to be up against somebody like me who will ask a lot of questions and try to get to the bottom of something, but the letter says this is a free service, won't cost you anything extra. And then, so I've asked questions such as, are you coming in to inspect the home, or me, or what? They said, it's a free service, we just want to help manage your health care. So what I have said to them, in addition to reading the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution to one of the representatives, I've said, I'm not a child, I don't need a nanny, I'm an adult person, and I said, well, why don't we meet then in a public place? And they said, well, you could, but would you want to be discussing your private health concerns in a public place? And I said, I don't want to be discussing them with a stranger at all. I said, that's between my doctor and me. Well, they just keep, I'll tell you, in these five phone calls, and all of them are recorded, so a lot of it was a preaching service from Maureen to the executive suite, really. I ask questions like, well, just are you, as I say, are you looking for loose rugs or things we can trip over, whatever? And not one of those representatives tells the same story. They just fall all over themselves at this, oh, no, it has nothing to do with Obamacare. Another thing, since I finally, my final call to them was no, not now, not ever. And I've talked to several doctors about it here, and one of them is very candid. He said, well, of course, he said, it's about the money. It's always about the money. And he said, they're looking to find people who are really going to give them a lot of expense in the future. And so, therefore, they're just making up a, and this is what this doctor said. It's just astounded me, his candid reply. He said, they're looking for people who are going to cost them money in health expenses in the future, and they're making up a list. And then at some point, they'll just say, okay, well, and I know it was part of this was tongue-in-cheek of what he was saying, but he said, they're just making up a list to figure out who is going to cost them health expense in the future, and then at some point they'll just hand you the cyanide pill and say your time has come. Wow.
Well, I don't know about a cyanide
any
pill.
Any comment you'd like, pardon me?
Insurance policy, but I'm very concerned about people coming into my home who want to help with my health. Why do they want to do that? Why are the companies collecting dossiers on their clients? And that's what it's about. Anything
That's
else,
it.
Maureen?
Yes, that's it. Well, thank you for letting me air this week. I think people need to be alert to it, and I would, nobody's asked for my advice, but I'll give it anyway.
Okay, God bless. Thanks from Rich Marine, and we have another caller who's on the line.
Hello, thanks for taking my call. A couple things. Number one, I have heard that Durbin from Illinois is at it again, trying to go after supplements. I got that from a lawyer friend of mine. They're trying to reintroduce it again. So I thought everybody ought to be vigilant on that. Number two, you know, I know you spent a lot of time talking about aspartame, but I still don't understand why people spend so much time where all those products are in the first place. There's a lot of food out there if people want to be wise and use their intelligence to learn how to choose healthy, good foods and avoid all that junk in the middle of the store in the first place.
You're absolutely right.
And I have done that, and to be honest with you, I guess I really don't think a whole lot about all this aspartame stuff and all the other junk that's in the food because I've learned how to, you know, eat the way God intended us to eat in the first place.
You're absolutely right. And you want to stay away from all these prepackaged and pre-prepared foods.
Absolutely.
That's where they get you.
Yep. And I also just wanted to take a moment and say thank you very much for all you do. I appreciate it more than you'll know. And you're wanting to get to the truth. And your analytical mind, and I just think it's such a blessing. I always want to just tell you thank you for that very much.
Well, I appreciate that. I feel it's a real privilege to have a voice in a time like this. In a world gone mad, at least we know that we're reaching some people. Thank you very much for your words of encouragement.
The other thing I want to tell you is that guy, Pastor Billy Crone,
yes.
I think he might be my favorite guest you have on. I just love listening to that guy.
I love him as well, and I don't know if you've ever seen his DVDs. We do carry his DVDs, and they are excellent, worthwhile watching several times, especially the ones on the final countdown. I'm so glad that you enjoy him. In fact, I'll remind me to give him a call and get him on again real soon.
Okay, yeah, please do. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear Up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoy our programs and certainly but this is the time I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 800-544-8927, and we'd love to have you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or if you'd like to get some of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, get some of the talks we've given. We do carry health products, which we feel are beneficial. These are the ones that Barbara and I take, and you can certainly call in and get a list of the health products, but most people are deficient in magnesium. Most people are certainly not getting adequate vitamin D3, certainly these are fundamental to having normal health. But if you'd like a list of the various health products you should have on hand, certainly for routine use or when you tend to come down with a cold, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'd be glad to send you of that list. And then, of course, as you know, we do carry the Berkey products, the Miracle 2 products. We carry spices. We're even carrying a product that's called PRI, and it prolongs the effectiveness of gasoline and diesel. There are different products, but if you have either gas you're going to be storing or diesel you're going to be storing, or if you'd like to rejuvenate the supplies that you have on hand, and we think it's an excellent thing, especially as we're moving into very uncertain times, simply call and order PRI. That's PRI. New product seems to be moving very well, and from what we've been able to determine, it's a very, very valid product, and we're certainly using it ourselves. So, again, our number is 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to order any of our products. But if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, let me suggest it is pivotal to understanding the events that are taking place in the world today and the things that have taken place in the past. Because there really are secret societies. There really are demonic forces that energize these secret societies, and their ultimate goal is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and the destruction of Christianity, which is why the message and the music of the Christian church has changed. And if you have a good church, you're just very, very fortunate. Unfortunately, they infiltrated our seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant, many years ago, and as a result, while many of our ministers are not even aware of the traditional Christian message that was taught when I went to church on a regular basis when I was going to Sunday school 60, 70 years ago. And that message of Christianity has been altered very subtly, very progressively, very slowly. But they've changed the music of the churches. They've changed the message of the churches. They've changed, as a result, the structure of our society. For as James Madison had said, our society was made for a moral and religious people. It would not work for any other. And look what they've done. Today, half of our marriages end in divorce. 40% of all children are born out of wedlock. 40% of all children are born out of wedlock. 70% of black children are born out of wedlock. One of every 33 American adult males is in prison, probation, or parole today, a direct result of what's happened to our churches. Our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty. Our provision protection until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to